I sing any longer, I'll have to get on my knees.
The Saturday Light Brigade, that is Kevin Whalen. And Big Ol' Boogie. And before that, you heard Rob Schneider with his song, Bagels and Lox, and Long Islander Mike. Confirmed that the B. Ollie was the baked good we were looking for. Thanks, Mike. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM, Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WSHJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW LP Kaiser, West Virginia Mountain Streams Radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and SLBRadio.org.
There once was a union.
Saturday Light Brigade with the New Harmony Sisterhood Band and their version of Union Maid. Ralph and Jessa both knew Bagel as the answer. to our Haiku puzzle in our last hour. In a moment, the Soundhound is going to offer you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge when he reveals the sound that he brought with us for this week.
The Northside Chronicle joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. The Northside Chronicle is a nonprofit community newspaper available in print, digital, and mobile formats that provides coverage of the people, places, and events in the 18 Northside neighborhoods of Pittsburgh. Details on the Northside Chronicle, including its free weekly newsletter, are available at thenorthsidechronicle.com.
Last week's on-air segments featuring Pittsburgh Concert Society young artist Ellie Tang, teen poet Angelina Jones, and the great Tom Roberts are now available at slbradio.org/catalog. And speaking of things available online, you can now find featured the schedule for September and soon October at our Youth Media Center. There are activities and workshops for teens 5 days a week. They are free, and you can learn more about them at ymc.slbradio.org. ymc.slbradio.org.
I had my first job. I was 14 years old. I worked at Southside Hospital as an x-ray technician until they found out I was 14, when I had to turn in my Social Security card about a month after they hired me.
I work as a program director for a refugee resettlement program. That's a program that helps people who come in the country who went through hardship and a lot of trouble, and they're coming from refugee camp. So when they get here to America, we help them to settle. So, you know, just taking kids to school, helping the parent to go to learn English, just help them to adjust in America.
I've always been connected to education in some way. I decided very, very early on to be a teacher. I was really first generation in my family to go to college. Then I directed my own early childhood center for 15 years. I've always had an interest and a value in the arts and young children, so I'm really lucky now I'm in the Pittsburgh Public Schools, and I work to introduce the arts to all of our pre-kindergarten classes across the city.
Now, the Soundhound is going to put you to work with an opportunity to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge each week. At this time, the Soundhound brings along a sound for you to try to do your best at figuring out, and this week is no exception. And shall I try to get the Soundhound to let go of the sound? Come here, boy. No, you gotta let it go. People want to play. People like the game. I've got it. And here is the sound that he brought along today. Here it is. 412-200-5975. Once again, if you would, Soundhound. Any ideas?
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
Today, while it rained, I washed the jars and I lit a flame, set the water to start. And at the end of the day, lined up the cooling seal, 12 pints of spiced peach jam, 20 jars of dill beans canned from an old recipe that my mother gave to me. Because it's good to put a little bit by, but when the late snows fly, all that love so neatly came by the work of our hands. Every shirt ironed and pressed, salute the crews out on the roads, those who stock shelves and carry loads, whisper thanks to the brooms and saws, dirty boots and coveralls, and bow my head to the waitress and nurse, tip my hat to the farmer and clerk, all those saints with skillets and pans, and the work of their hands.
Newcomer, the work of our hand, the name of the song, here at the Saturday Light Brigade. A lot of correct answers are coming in, and I'm trying my best to acknowledge all of them as they've come in by text and instant message. Can connect with us at 412-200-5975. I see Rick in Highland Park just got it. This is a sound you probably instantly recognize if you know it. In fact, you might be able to match it just by opening your window, depending on where you live. We'll give you a moment to contact us at 412-200-5975. Super Pudge in Lamartine said, "It's the sound of my dentist working on my teeth." Ooh, it could be. Not quite. Russ. Oh, Russ said it sounds like a rusting gun, like the kind of gun Rosie the Riveter would use. It does sound a little bit like that. Larkin has the correct answer by way of Drew, and I think Larkin's answer, Otis and Tegan also have it. Larkin's answer is kind of like the same thing. Dad thinks it's an air ratchet, like an automotive garage. Oh, it sounds like that might use to take nuts off of a wheel on and off, like at an automotive garage. And Larkin has hammer drill, which is so, so close. John in Economy Borough has the correct answer, as does Linda in Collier. Susan, might be the other Susan, but I think it's Susan, has the correct answer. Patrick also has it. Richard on the north side has it, so does John in Economy Borough and Rich in Freeport. Larry in Elwood City has it, so does Tom in McCandless, and John in Carrick and Gail in Stanton Heights, and John and Addie in East Erie, who also notes that it's the original dental drill. Sophia, you got it. Sophia, way to go. Listening, I believe, with Lucy in Slippery Rock. Jim in Crafton Heights notes that it's Mike Hammer's kid brother. Bruce has the correct answer. So does Tommy in Virginia. I mentioned Rick in Highland Park. Richard on the north side. Mike and Mars. Stu in McCandless. Rich in Edinburgh. All with the correct answer. And a few more coming in. Russ just came up with it in King, North Carolina. Jim in Blackridge has the correct answer, although at first he said could be a big woodpecker. Kathy and Tyonesta got it. And Mrs. Pudge correctly identified the sound. And we have a correct identification here that we are... Oh, I see that Carla got the correct answer, too. As did Jess. Good morning, Jess.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing well. You recognize that sound all too well.
Anybody, especially living here in Pittsburgh, should know that that's a jackhammer.
Yes, indeed.
We're always under road work.
Yes. And Larry in Elwood City said, "I always wanted to try to operate one of those." And, you know, I don't know that I've had the desire to do that, but... I've never done it. Have you ever?
Yeah, I don't. No, I've never done it, and I don't think I'd ever want to, because it looks like it would hurt after a while, like all that vibration on your body.
Yes. In fact, Charlie Chaplin, I think in the movie Modern Times, operates a jackhammer, and he can't stop his hands from reacting to the jackhammer after he stops jackhammering.
Yeah, exactly. I think that would hurt.
I mean, I had a floor sander like that in front of me once, and that's all it took. I don't ever want to do that again.
Yeah, they're a little extreme.
Absolutely, and it does sound a little like a dentist drill from maybe the perspective of maybe from a tooth's perspective. Yeah, the tooth's perspective. Carla said that when she was a little girl, she always thought there should be a gel hammer for women. If boys can have a jackhammer, why can't women have a gel hammer?
Oh, cool. Well, yeah.
I see that.
That works.
She's thinking, why not? Well, I hope you have a good weekend. Are you doing anything special?
Who knows? knows? We're probably going to go and we're going to go to our favorite bakery and pick up a pie today.
Ah, a great, yeah. A great thing to do. Ricky has been making these amazing no-bake custardy desserts, and she made one kind of like a Boston cream pie the other day, which was just incredible. And now she's used peanut butter powder to make something. It's almost like a peanut butter cup pie. And I have to be careful that I don't suddenly gain lots of weight.
Yeah, well, the pie we're getting from our favorite bakery is that peanut butter chocolate pie.
Oh, that sounds...
It is so good.
Yeah, that sounds absolutely scrumptious. Well, enjoy it, and here's hoping you have a good day. Take care.
You too.
We have a correct answer from Brian, too. Hey, Brian.
Hey, what's up, guys? You had me at Boston cream and peanut butter.
Yeah.
You're making me hungry there.
They are both quite good, indeed. So you knew...
Yeah, they are. Jackhammer, yes, I did. I hate when those things wake me up in the morning. You know, the... You know what I mean?
Yeah. And the only thing worse would probably be having to actually operate one. I can't imagine.
I'd be scared, you know.
well done. I hope you have a good Labor Day weekend.
I will. It's beautiful. I'm loving the cooler weather and the sunshine. It's what we've been waiting for all summer, my friend, you know.
Well, here's hoping it's a great weekend, and congratulations.
Definitely.
A good year on you. Congratulations to you if you knew that we were looking for a jackhammer. And let's give the sound hound a little food. ...1947, the date on this recording featuring Babs Gonzalez. Another chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge coming up in about 15 minutes. Right now, it is a pleasure to talk with Alexis Jabor from City of Asylum. Alexis has information on the 2025-2026 Youth Poet Laureate program at City of Asylum. Hello, Alexis. How are you?
Hello. Thank you so much for having me.
It's wonderful to have you. I can't believe the cycle has returned and it's time for the City of Asylum Poet Laureate program to begin again. Before we talk about the details, why poetry and why youth from your perspective?
Yeah. So City of Asylum, we started, our main thing is that we're a writer residency program for writers who have been persecuted for their artwork and to the point where they flee their homes and look elsewhere for a safe place to live. And the very first writer in residence we had was a poet from China. So poetry is at the heart of everything that we do. In 2020, we launched a program with the help of RAD called All Pittsburghers Are Poets, and did many poetry initiatives, and one of which being Youth Poet Laureate. I'm really excited about this program because poetry is such an accessible medium in terms of you don't need anything to write poems. You don't need any tools or supplies, you know, like you might for visual art. It's just words. It's the most basic, raw writing genre. And then youth, I feel like poetry maybe conjures an image of, you know, 18th century American guys talking about nature that you have to study in English class, right? But poetry is so many different things that maybe we don't think of when we hear that word, like songwriting, like emceeing, and I think that youth are actually, there are a lot of people that are doing this and maybe just don't think of it as poetry. So finding those kids out there and saying, hey, actually, you're doing this really cool thing and we want to recognize you for it.
That's really well stated. And your comments about accessibility to both the creator of poetry, you don't even necessarily have to write it down. It could be something you've created and memorized. It could be delivered in a lot of different ways, including simply by writing it down for somebody else to read, or it could be delivered in a spoken word setting in front of other people. And so many styles is many, if not more, than there are people who choose a way of doing it. I remember the old Pittsburghers Are Poets launch back in 2020, and it was such a great idea then. Now, how can youth get involved in this year's program?
Yes, applications are live at cityofasylum.org/YPL. And to apply, we're looking for kids that are between 13 and 18 years old. So that's like roughly 7th through 12th grade. That live in Allegheny County, as we were originally funded by RAD. But if you go to school, like I've talked to some kids from Lincoln Park, which is in Beaver County, but if they live in Allegheny County, come on in. And then not only do we judge on the poetry submissions, but we're also looking for applicants to have some engagement with social justice causes or maybe involvement in their community. So that could look like volunteer in your community, or you organize a fundraiser for something, or you're part of the GSA at school or the Black Student Union. We are a branch of the National Youth Poet Laureate Program, which describes themselves as celebrating youth at the intersection of artistic excellence and civic engagement. So we're looking for both of those pieces.
So engaged poets especially should apply. And based on the teens I know, those two go hand in hand quite often. What is the place where folks can find the application? At City of Asylum's website?
Yes. cityofasylum.org/YPL.
Excellent. We just have a second or two left. Anything else you wanted to add, Alexis?
Not only do we crown a Youth Poet Laureate, but we also take 4 Youth Poet Ambassadors. So there's 5 slots for winners. So
don't be intimidated by, like, oh, there's only one person. We want to celebrate a lot of you.
Perfect. cityofasylum.org/YPL. Is that correct? YPL for Youth Poet Laureate. And
that's right.
You'll eventually have a chance to meet, hopefully, all of them once they're selected here on the Saturday Light Brigade. Alexis Jabor, thank you for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets John and Marjorie in Harrisville's weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings from slbradio.org.
Hip 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 hip, way to do, way to do, hip 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 hip, way to do, way to do, hip 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 hip, boom 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 boom, sha na na na, dooby dooby
down, dooby doo down down, my computer's down, dooby doo down down, my computer's down, dooby doo down down, and punch it in is all we do right from the day. Say that using software's hard to do. Now I know that it's true. This program's blowing my mind. I tried to enter EKG, it came up under Valentine. I wish I knew what switched to bulb. I think the situation's terminal. The system's down. Punch it in is all we do. They say that using software's hard to do. Now I know that it's true. This project's flat on its face. A virus got my program and it's eating up my database. I wish I knew what switched to bulb. I think the situation's system's down and I am too. And punch it in is all we do. And punch it in is all we do. Punch it in is all we do. Punch it in is all we do.
The great Ann Feeney at the Saturday Light Brigade. I miss her so much. That's Punch It In. With the booming voice of D.C. Fitzgerald, who I also miss. Doing that deep harmony.
I went to Bell Silver Grade School, and then I went to Knoxville, but I didn't finish in Knoxville. I left and I went and got a job. Things was a little rough at my family. You know, I had three sisters and one brother. They had a restaurant right down here on Route 51. I worked there for a while as a busboy. And it was a big joke because I kept asking him how much money I was making. He would never tell me. So I worked there a couple of days. He paid me about $9, and I quit. I left there, and then I went into the mill. I stayed in the mill down on Neville Island until I got drafted in the Army. I retired from the Army in 1984. I had 29 years and 4 months in the military.
I got a job at Beltsuwer School. I was the first Negro teacher. Negro. And he was in seminary. He couldn't work. In those days, you couldn't go to seminary part-time. You had to go all day. So he had to quit his job. And he went to seminary, and I put him through school. And he worked 3 months in the summer digging ditches to make up for some money. Anyhow, the woman at the school board told me, well, you understand you're the first Negro that's going to teach in Beltsuwer. And if you don't make it, then no other Negro will make it. And there were things even back then I would like to have said to her. But we needed the money.
Hey, Joe, I heard you shot your woman dead.
We had a lot of farm workers that came from California and lived with us. And they taught us all about working in the fields, you know. Mexican-Americans and Latinos, and they got us involved with immigration. But they would live with us for a while, and they'd bring their family there, and they would teach us about the people that pick our food don't have enough money to feed their own family. Cesar Chavez, have you ever heard of him? He was a labor leader for farm workers. He used to come and visit us, and he'd stay with us at Liverpool Street. And Cesar Chavez is the first organizer. They had the first union for farm workers whose children would go to 10 different schools, like I say, and there'd be no toilet facilities in the fields. Youngsters had to quit school and go and work in the fields, you know?
The Saturday Light Brigade, our Labor Day weekend show. Thank you for being with us for the holiday weekend. Hello to Leslie in Oakland. And hello to Marjorie and John in Harrisville. We were talking about jackhammers. Jackhammer was our soundhound puzzle answer. And they mentioned that you can hear the sound of a jackhammer in an interlude in the Love and the Spoonful song, Summer in the City. That there is a jackhammer mixed in with the sounds of the city. I don't have a copy of that in our library. I took a look, but I believe it. That is a ubiquitous sound of summer construction, isn't it? Now let's give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. This is our Afterthoughts puzzle, and it's up to you to see if you can come up with the one word that naturally follows three that we are about to give you. So we'll give you three words and see if you can come up with one word that we are looking for. So the three words are art, home, and net. Art, home, and net. One particular word follows those three, and if you think you know the correct answer, we hope to hear from you.
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
This heirloom is 50 years old. Me and Mary, we're a little older. We've been here since 1918. Now the factory's closing down. This loom came from another mill that was falling into a river. Me and try my hands as a weaver. We made that's what we always said. And on a hot summer night, you can hear these blues, they never shut down. Weaving and spinning the silken dreams of the workers in Allentown. At the factory, sick or expired, just plain tired, all those weavers come and gone. Young folks now, they don't see the sense of a skill whose time is run. Stop the clock and close up shop, this silk years old. Me and Mary, we're
request there is Hazel Dickens, and They'll Never Keep Us Down from Harlan County, USA, Songs of the Coal Miner. And it's nice to have your phone calls this morning and nice to have you involved.
When we got married, it was right in the middle of the Depression. Alan, he was an engineer, and of course he was out of work. Then he got a job with Fort Pitt Bridge Works. They were fabricators for bridges and stuff. This was in 1936, because we got married in February 1937. We took a vow on our wedding day that we would never have anything in our house that wasn't ours, because we saw our friends lose everything they had. In those days, all your fruits and vegetables were in wooden crates. We went to visit them. They put two wooden crates together and made a table. They had wooden flat on the floor where they put a cushion we could sit down. They had a candle. Everything was gone, everything, because they owed it. It wasn't theirs. To this day, we paid cash for our house. We paid cash for our cars. We paid cash for our babies. We paid cash for everything. And if you didn't have the money, you didn't get it. Now, do you know how I did it? With my husband's consent, I ruled the house. My husband never wrote a check. Whenever Alan would get a raise, we would just ignore it. That was put aside. Because the babies were little, they didn't know that they didn't have anything. They were fed well. They were kept warm. All our children went to colleges, PhDs. I have 13 great-grandchildren. I have 9 grandchildren. And 3 of my children, they all have advanced college degrees, and every one of them is paid for. My children were taught the same as we did.
The Saturday Light Brigade, our Labor Day program, is happening. We're looking right now for our Afterthoughts puzzle answer, a word following art, home, and net. You could add as clues house, foot, leg, road is another clue. Tommy, today as a clue as well. Bernard, you've got the answer. Good morning.
Good morning.
Where are you calling from?
From Etna.
Ah, Bernard, it's good to...
Yeah, how about paper?
Paper, yes. Oh, papers.
Paper, yeah. The word is work, paperwork.
Yeah, also busy is a clue Jim just gave, as in busy work.
Oh, yeah.
We're all given that to do every now and...
I want to say hi to all my union brothers down at the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, local union number 5. And happy Labor Day.
Excellent. You working still?
No, I'm retired now.
I was just curious. I understand that trade is really in need of more workers. There's such a demand for electricians now, at least based on what I understand. Do you know that to be the case?
Yeah. That's what I hear. I had some young men working at my house, and they weren't interested, though they were good workers, but they didn't want to do that. I don't know why.
Interesting.
Well, I do know why. Yeah, I do know why. But they didn't want to give up some bad habits for a couple of years. You know? I don't know.
Yeah, it's
ridiculous.
Well, it's a good union. IBEW has always treated its folks fair, from what I could see.
Well, our officers work hard, so keep the union alive.
Yeah, thank you for sharing that, especially this weekend. And thanks for being with us, Bernard. Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye now.
Most union folks I talk to, especially in electric and also in unions that include plumbing and allied professions, really need folks. Here's Carla. Good morning, Carla.
Good morning. You'll have to excuse my voice. It's the first couple of days of school, and I always share my voice with Bertha the Bullfrog because I'm not used to talking so much.
My mom used to say Gravel Gertie was her alter ego.
I like that.
Well, you came up with the correct answer. What did you get?
Yes, it's work. And work. I came up with so many more clues, too. Schoolwork, book, I had paper and handy. And I had so many of them. And I have about 6 or 7 rolling around my head here in case somebody needed more clues. Hard work.
Hard work is a good one. There are... I had one and it just popped out of my head. I liked paperwork that Bernard had. There are handiwork. I think you said handiwork.
Handiwork. I liked busy work.
Yeah, leather work is a good one.
Giving you that. Yeah.
So Manny Patrick just got the correct answer, too. He's out in Ohio this morning.
Yeah. And bookwork.
Oh, yes.
There's so many of them.
Yeah, there are a lot. Let's see. Tom in McCandless says, add the clue, doesn't, as in doesn't work.
Yeah, doesn't work.
Oh, and you could add firework, like the singular.
Oh, firework. That'd be in the plural, yeah.
Singular.
You could have one, I guess.
Yeah, one firework. Well, I hope you're able to rest up this weekend after...
I'm going to try to get my labor done today because I don't labor on Labor Day, and I'm just going to do some housework and some paper work and get it all worked out so that I can go to church and relax tomorrow, and then I can have not labor on Labor Day.
That's perfect. Thanks for being with us, Carla.
And I'm going to be hearing that jackhammer very soon. The jackhammer of my lawn to... put in a new pipe, and they're doing my roof next week. It's supposed to rain, wouldn't you know? So,
well, that's always the way, isn't it?
Yes. Thanks. Well, I enjoy your show. You get me off to a good start.
Thanks. Jessica is with Mike and Cora and Ralph in Brighton Heights, and she also knew that we were looking for work. Here's a correct answer from John and Addie and East Deer. And from Kaiser, West Virginia, the McDonald's knew work. Vanessa knew the word work. And Jim in Crafton Heights and Aline in the state of Maine came up with the answer work, as did Linda and Collier. James in Freiburg got it, noting that network is really a compound word. We sometimes will mix those up a little bit. Jim mentioned adding house work and busy work. And Gail also came up with the correct answer. And I think we have now, Tommy in Virginia got it. And I believe, yes, we are up to date. Talking about stories of things done. You've heard recordings we've made during oral history sessions from folks talking about their jobs. Pudge said in 1968, at the age of 7, that's how old I would have been in that year, he was working on a farm throwing hay bales, and he was paid the princely sum of 50 cents, not per bale, but per hour.
A
I'm dressing up in style, for in a little while I'm gonna ride into town. For every cowboy pal I know will lift his heel and toe when payday rolls around. And so I'm feeling fine, because there's lots of time before we're all homeward bound. To work and slave with cattle, sweat and swear and battle until payday rolls around.
What does a cowboy do when all of his work is through? Just what I'm gonna do now.
With money to spend and jingle off into town to mingle with all my friends I allow. Oh, and maybe some blue-eyed gal will wait for her bronco pal to ride o'er the hot desert ground. True heart and golden hair knows that I'll soon be there when payday rolls around. I'm dressing up in style, for in a little while I'm gonna ride. And so I'm feeling fine, because there's lots of time before we're all homeward bound. To work and slave with cattle, sweat and swear and battle until payday rolls around.
Saturday Light Brigade, Riders in the Sky When Payday Rolls Around. I see here the Holy Trinity Greek Orthodox Church at the corner of Babcock and Cumberland, across from UPMC Passavant, is in the midst of the final days of their Taste of Greek Festival, hours 11 to 9 o'clock. Today, they're also open tomorrow. Sophia and Lucy, thank you. Wow, they sent the menu to woo us there. Thank you for letting us know. That's always been a great festival. Jim adds bridge as a clue to words before work. Well done.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
It's birthday time. If you've got a birthday today or in the week ahead, listen carefully, because somebody may have wished you a happy birthday, like the family of Ginny Brooks of Morningside. Ginny's birthday is today, August 30th. Evan celebrates today. Mom Tracy, Dad Dale, and the whole Reckless family wish Evan a very happy birthday. Happy birthday tomorrow to Jess of Mount Lebanon from your husband, Ralph. Happy birthday, Jess. And Hallie of North Hills also celebrates on the 31st. Mom, Dad, and Max wish you a happy birthday. Matthew, happy birthday to you from Dad, John, and Carrick. Aurora of Grove City from Mom and Dad, as well as Brunner, Grayson, and Titus. On August 31st, happy birthday to Britt. Happy birthday to Matt, also tomorrow, from Dad Butch, and to Kelsey Lynn of Monroeville. On Monday, September 1st, Drew of Greensburg, Gennaro of Ben Avon, and Dean of Point Breeze from Maggie. On December 2nd, Randy and Harmony. Sev Gomez-Falk of Squirrel Hill from your family. Ethan of Bridgeville from your family. David of Denora from Felicia, Alexis, and Leaf. And finally, we miss her, Shirley, from the Avalon Ridgetop. Her birthday is September 2nd. She would have been 86 years of age. Poet Emeritus of the Saturday Light Brigade. On September 3rd, Heather of Greensburg, Keith from Sarah and the Boys in Emsworth, and Gail of Stanton Heights from husband Patrick and son Vaughn. On September 4th, we have Adam of Forest Hills from Steve, Faith, and Sam, Butch of Braddock Hills from Matt, Christopher of Butler from Mom and Dad, David from Barbara, Annie, Olivia Parsons from cousins Catherine and Michaela, and from Nancy, Elizabeth of Brighton Heights from your family, and a happy anniversary to June and Jack. On September 5th, Andy from Barb and Jean and Peter and all of us. Finn of Butler from Mom, Dad, and Brother Will. Randy from son Peter in California. Jim of Middlesex Township from Kylie, Kaylin, Caitlin, and Colleen. And finally, Joey of Blonox.
SLB announces listener birthdays at 8:55 a.m. every week. Would you like to surprise a friend or family member? Just send us the information and we'll mention their birthday on the radio the Saturday of or before it occurs. To add your birthday or surprise a friend or family member by adding theirs, visit slbradio.org.